Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour. It is an inside look at the black and gold Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. And we will be talking with kicker Charlie Smith, the pride of Ireland. He nailed the Bullseye with a 56-yarder, then followed with an onside kick. And it has been quite a journey for the Gaelic football star to the NFL. We will hear all about the journey. I sat down with number 39, Charlie Smith, today to talk about his rise from Gaelic football in Ireland to the NFL.
So when did you find out? Last week. Was it Friday?
Yeah,
Coach
Friday.
Pulled you aside and said...
Yeah, Friday morning.
Yep.
After the special teams meeting on Friday morning... Coach Phil called us up to his office, and I just remember him telling me, and I kind of just, you know, it was just an awesome feeling of like, I'm actually going to play an NFL game here, you know, because the past 18 months it's been really, really good. It's been developmental, you know. I've improved so much, and you know, thanks to everybody in this building for doing that, you know, for helping me along with that. But you were curious, was this ever going to, you know, going to come because of your lack of experience, I suppose, and just trying to overcome sort of barriers. But again, I just want to thank everybody in this organization, the front office, coaches, you know, head coach, you know, Phil, even Rizzy from last year as well, and you know, just everybody's helped me get to this point. It's been unreal. Even our operations, Zach and Kay, Matt from last year, you know, like, just perfect operations every time, and that's really helped me develop, you know.
What'd you do after you found out? Who'd you call?
First phone call was my mom, and she was ecstatic. Like, she was really, really excited. And then I didn't hear that they were going to come. I didn't know if they were going to come over or not. I knew my dad was thinking about it, if, you know, if I got the call. And then I called him straight away after, and he was busy dealing with somebody in the shop that he works in. And so he's like, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. And then in the meantime, I spoke to my coach, tag leader at home. He's the one that's, you know, he started doing the kicking workshops in Ireland. And without him, like, I wouldn't be here, you know. So, you know, it's just been an unbelievable past week, and you know, alongside, you know, strange emotions initially because I was such good friends with Blake as well. So just dealing with all that, you know, it was. But then ultimately, you're here to play for, you know, yourself. So you know, just initially getting, whenever you find out there's going to be an opportunity to play, you were just, you know, it was very, you know, kind of the emotions turned to excitement.
How was last week with Cade in the competition? Because truly, this was a week. One of you two was going to kick.
Yeah.
It didn't like before. One of you two was going to kick. How was your week? And that must have been a different situation. It wasn't because one of you two was going out there.
Yeah, it initially started with Tuesday, I suppose. And, you know, also, like, Justin Tucker was in the building. And, you know, like, he's arguably the best kicker of all time. And, you know, I would have watched clips of him, a lot of clips of him, just as a fan, really, just as somebody who was a fan of any sort of kicking in any sport. You just, like, YouTube Justin Tucker highlights, and you know, so dealing with that, you know, I told myself I'm not going to, you know, look at them when they're kicking. I'm just going to focus on my process and try not get caught up in, you know, the being overawed by it, you know, in a way. So I felt like that really worked for me, and dealt with that on Tuesday. I found out a lot about myself, and then that led up to Thursday, where myself and Cade were obviously going at it again. And Cade's a super talented kicker. He's you know, he got drafted in the fourth round for a reason, you know, kicked national championship winner with LSU, and you know, he's been awesome as well. It's, you know, we've you know, gotten to know each other a lot better. And yeah, Thursday, the two of us just says, look, this, you know, this is business. You know, we're just gonna go out and do our own thing. And again, yeah, I was just really happy with how it went, and I found out a lot about myself. And yeah, I was just really happy with how the week went.
Second time you've said that, found out a lot about myself. What does that mean?
Well, it's because, like, you can practice on your own all you want. Like, so I come in here on a Monday morning after the game, and, you know, you're trying to work on some technical things, but you don't really feel any sense of pressure with that, you know? So whenever you know that, you know, there's a starting job on the line, basically, your body goes to a place where it, you know, hasn't really been to before, in terms of, like, you know, dealing with all the adrenaline and nerves, and how can you feel that into something positive, you know? And that's what I feel like I was able to do, just, you know, having a couple of different techniques to do that, and just basically, you know, any situation that I feel like I've been thrown into, you know, I feel like I've had the ability to handle it, you know. So it's been unreal, and yeah, like, this past week's just been incredible.
You walk out there, was it the plan to kind of get to the goal line, make them have to make a decision? What was that feeling like?
Yeah.
And what was the plan?
Well, myself and Phil had it. We were talking about it pregame, because it had been raining. We were trying to get a little bit of a lower trajectory on the kicks, so to make them have to feel the ball, and if they weren't able to feel the ball, they would skip into the end zone, they'd get the ball at the 20. And so we got the first kickoff. It was kind of a low trajectory. They caught it around the 6. He did a good job of catching it. And then, you know, our coverage team on kickoff was awesome all day. Like, you see the likes of Isaiah Stalbert, you know, Chris Rumpf, Danny Stutzman, you know, the likes of those, Mike Davis, you know, Jay Howe. I could go on and on here. Like, those guys were flying towards the ball on Sunday. And yeah, look, it was just, I was just doing my, you know, as we say in the special teams room, our 111th, and my job is to, you know, get the ball wherever I'm told to kick it, and it sets those guys up to go and make some plays. So, you know, they did a great job covering it, and I was really happy with how our kickoff went on Sunday.
I need to go back just one second. So when the plane landed, they said, look, it's, be careful when you get off, it's extremely windy. And I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. I bet Charlie didn't like that. And when we got off, it was unbelievably windy. When we got to the hotel, it was like the night before a storm. And trust me, I've been around hotels on the night before a storm. I was like, oh my gosh. What were your thoughts on Saturday night with that wind?
Well, I was doing a bit of research on, you know, Hard Rock Stadium. And, like, we arrived into Fort Lauderdale, and we were right beside the coast. So I was like, I looked at the stadium on the map, and it said it was inland a little bit. So I was like, it's not going to be as bad as that. And then I went and watched just, like, how the flags were flying in the stadium throughout the year. And it didn't look too bad. So I was like, look, it's not going to be that bad. But we weren't expecting rain. And the pitch was quite slick when we first got onto it. It was quite hard and slick. So just a little, like, technical adjustment of staying a little taller when you're kicking, not planting as hard, you know, with your plant foot, so you weren't going to slip. Just little things like that there. And I've, you know, grown up, you know, playing in different places in Ireland, and especially in my hometown of Mayo Bridge, just made plenty of kicks and wins. So it's, you know, it's, yeah, you're just, you know, you, whatever it comes, you just have to embrace it, right? You can't get like, oh, it's windy, like, oh, what if, you know, it's going to be
windy for them too.
Yeah, exactly. And but you have to embrace it all, you know, whatever it is, situation, you're like, bring it on. So you have to get yourself in a good mind space to deal with whatever situation you're thrown into.
16-0 at half, and the Saints score and go for two, 16-8. At that point, were you going, my parents are here, I might not, might not touch it again, right? I mean, you want to win the game. Let's be clear. I'll say it off the top. The goal is to win the game. We're going to talk a lot about your personal experience. But were you going, they're going to go for two the next time they score, right?
Yeah. I was curious. We were sitting on the sidelines talking about it. you know, if we scored, would we go for two? Because it was early on in the third, and we were like, well, we have time, you know, to maybe, you know,
get it again,
so we could maybe go up, you know, 17-16, you know, if that's the route we wanted to take, if going for the extra points and then potentially a field goal. But yeah, I mean, the offense did a great job of converting that first 2-point conversion, and then you were sitting there yourself like, oh, I don't know, you know, I'm like, you know, you're just, I was laughing about it with Zach and Kay, like, what if they came over and I didn't actually get a field goal or an extra point attempt? And I know there was a few beers waiting on the boys at home if I scored, so a few free ones anyway. So you're like, oh, the owner of the pub, Coke Laverty, he's going to get off lightly today. You know, so you're like, they scored the field goal to go up 11, I think it was.
Yeah, 19-8.
I was like, yeah, we're going to need something here to try and help us, you know. So just delighted to be able to, you know, get the opportunity there.
And that's where we are. 19-8, 6 minutes to play in the football game. It's not a game winner like the preseason in Arizona, but it was preseason. So it's a big difference because you've got to make it a one-score game.
Yeah.
56 yards. The crossbar is 10 feet off the ground. Mm-hmm. Each goalpost is 35 feet straight up. So that's 45 feet.
Yeah.
By my calculations, it went through about 15 feet down. Roughly, that would have been good from 70 plus. How good did you hit it, and what were you feeling when you went out there?
Well, in a way, like I was kind of like nearly delighted. It was a long one because that's kind of where I've excelled, you know, since I've got here, is, you know, with the longer kicks. At the same time, you have to deal with every kick as it comes, right? You know, you just go out and execute your process. But yeah, it was one of them kicks where, like, you know, it came off the foot, and I was like, I didn't even have to. I just looked at the flight path of the ball, and I was like, I know that's good from whatever distance, you know. So, yeah, I was just delighted to, you know, go out and, you know, get the chance to help the team. And, yeah, like, again, I'll, you know, go back to it. The operation was absolutely perfect. Like, I think Zach Wood's the best snapper in the NFL. In my 2 years of watching him snapping games, I could say the holder maybe has to adjust the laces ever so slightly, maybe one in every 10, 12 kicks. So it's incredible stuff what he's able to do and the consistency that he brings. And then Kai is such a good holder. He gives you so much room to see the ball. You know, he gets the ball down super quick. So I see a lot of the ball as I'm approaching it. And then, yeah, it's just up to me to then to try and knock it through. And even the O-line as well, just, you know, the protection that they provide. It really is a team effort on that, you know. So I just want to make sure, you know, we're covering that too, because the guys do such a good job. But yeah, it's just dying now to be able to help the team in that situation.
So it didn't work out well for the pub owner, right? You've seen the video of the split video of the it's a pub in Mayo Bridge.
Yeah, that's my local.
What's it called?
Mayo Bridge.
Mayo.
The pub. It's called Laverty's Bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a few pints were.
Yeah.
Dealt out after that.
Yeah. It was fun. That's somewhere. It's like a 2-minute walk from my home house, and you know, I kind of told a few people on Friday that I was going to be playing, like, some of my best mates, and one of my best mates, he's actually like one of the main barmen in that pub. So he was like, you know, sort of spreading it, but like, not allowed to tell anybody type deal, you know, because I didn't want the, you know, it leaking or whatever. And it was fun. It looked great fun for the boys at home now. And it was nearly one of them situations where you wish you could clone yourself to be there as well. But look, it was, I'd definitely much rather be playing now, and, you know, out here, you know. So it was great. The video was good now, I have to say. It was fun to watch back.
Yeah, that video will be kind of forever. You'll be able to look back at that video irrespective of kind of what moves forward.
And that's just a taste of Charlie Smith, and I wanted to get his thoughts about that video because that was classic stuff. And we'll talk more with Charlie. We'll hear about the onside kick. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Stay with us here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. And we will continue with my interview earlier today with Saints kicker Charlie Smith.
So let's talk about the onside kick. So, first off, I know you've practiced it because you can be off on your own, but how many times have you practiced it with the actual hands team out there? Like, how many times, roughly?
Maybe a good handful of times. Yeah, because on Fridays, you know, it's normally the starting kicker who does that sort of stuff. So, it was really only Friday we got to do it with the team, and it was actually we did it just on the scout team for our own hands team to recover it, and we did that same kick, and I really liked, well, me and myself and Phil, and we had a discussion about it, and Kyle as well, we saw that it kind of caught our own hands team off, and then myself and Phil talked about it on Sunday, saying, you know, like, what do you think here, you know, and we came to the agreement that let's go for it, because of how it panned off on Sky Team on Friday, and look, you know, the boys did a great job again. You know, Vele just sort of held his composure and tried to wait as long as possible. I might have had a little too much sauce on it, but look, no, it was delighted. You know, we were delighted that, you know, we were able to recover it, and it was a pretty cool moment as well. You know, so. People, I don't really like this phrase that much, but people said luck of the Irish, and it kind of like gets me going a little bit, to be honest, but maybe it was in that case, you know, so luck, we'll take it, and hopefully we can get more of those if we ever need it.
Was it always the plan to go left, and did the timeout change anything?
No, I mean, the timeout, you kind of expected the timeout to come because they had, like, I think they had two or three timeouts left, and normally in those situations, because it's such an important play to have, you know, sort of decide the game, like, we always said if we had timeouts, that, you know, maybe we would call one in that situation, so you're kind of expecting it, and then, to be honest, it was kind of like a thing myself and Phil and Kyle, where we were just kind of like, because we had such a lack of experience of like practicing as a main starting kicker, we just said in that moment that we were going to go for that one to the left. We had another one in, but we're obviously we'll keep that on the hush for now. But yeah, look, that was the one we went for in that moment. So we was just, you know, we was delighted that we were able to pull it off.
It's a big deal. There have been five recovered in the NFL this year. Five. Wow. It's not...
How many? Do you know how many?
You know, that's the hard part. It's a hard figure. And they only give you the first 25.
Okay.
And obviously there's, you know...
It's probably like a 4% recovery rate or something.
It's wildly difficult because you got to tell them. Mm-hmm. All right?
You got to
The Saints
them,
did it in 2010 for the Super Bowl. It's called ambush.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
just
a secret.
On that,
ambush.
On the way home from the game on the bus, I got a phone call from Timo. From Merstead, and we were actually, you know, because I've kicked with Thomas in New Orleans in the off-season and in Gatlinburg in July, and he's a great dude, and like I would try and lean off of him in any way I can. I actually met him the week of the Super Bowl as well, and just, you know, just going through things with him as a mentor, and because he's had such good experience in playing, you know, and he's still going such a strong rate for the 49ers now. So we were talking about the onside, and I goes, funny enough, you know, it was the same stadium, you know, it was a great stadium for Saints fans to go and revisit. And we, it was his onside kick was to the left to our sideline, which it was to the left of our sideline. So it was the same side. So we both had a little chuckle about that now. And it was funny.
It must have been a world explosion from Thomas Morstead. I mean, I know ESPN is looking for you, Channel 5 in London, which I'm assuming is a big deal. I don't know Channel 5.
I'm not sure.
And Michael McQuaid, who I know you know.
Oh, I know him very well,
Pro Football Ireland, and also what RTE, which is Ireland's national broadcast, which says a lot. My favorite part about Michael's request was he wants to request a chat with Charlie.
Yeah, sure. So. Me and Michael, we'd be chatting on the regular anyway. Michael's a great dude, and you know, he's a huge reason for the growth of the NFL in Ireland, and even the fact that there was a game in Dublin this year is a large part down to, you know, the efforts that he puts into promoting the game of the NFL in Ireland. And he's also a full time school teacher, so I don't know how he manages to juggle that, but he's a tireless worker when it comes to promoting the game in Ireland.
Which is what you were looking at, right? You had been to St. Mary's University College, and you were looking to become a teacher, right? And these opportunities came. When was the first time that you remember kicking an American football?
Yeah, it was August of 2023. I just went down, and it was during the summer, and I had to steal the car off my mom, and she had a gym class booked that night, and it was like, please let me do this. Like, honestly, just trust me on this one. Because I've been looking to do it for so long, but I was also so immersed in my other sport, in Gaelic football, which is by far the most popular sport in Ireland. And it's like, you know, you live and breathe Gaelic football if you're from Ireland, my part of the world anyways, you know. So it was August of 23, and then it was like an hour, 3 or 4 week break after that. And then the second time I kicked was whenever Tag, who was in the loop with the NFL UK people, and they wanted to do the specialist showcase in Indianapolis, and they had to find, in order to do that, the league office wanted to find 5 international kickers. So then that's how that came about. And my second time kicking, I found out there was a chance to go to the combine in Indianapolis, which is something I've watched on YouTube for years. So I was like, oh, here we go. I'm stopping everything, and I'm going full at this, because I know this is what I meant to do, you know.
Well, you knew you wanted to see if you could transfer your Gaelic football skills, and you emailed the NFL in 2019 to kind of get an up, I guess, to get on their radar?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. I think I remember seeing some sort of like international combine in London. Like, sure, I was only 18. I just finished high school, so I don't know what I was thinking there, but... Because I never watched college football, so I didn't know really what was going on there. But now there's a stream of Irish kickers playing in college football now, which is really cool to see. You know, so some guys are going to some of those guys that are in college right now are going to be NFL kickers too.
Dan Whelan from Green Bay. Did you go to, were you at the Week 16 game last year?
I was, yeah.
And
yeah.
So you only punted twice. Mm-hmm. Let's not get too deep into that 34-0 game. But you got a chance to talk to him. Obviously, your friends. I know he was kind of somebody that you could look up to from Ireland. Innisbrook?
Enniscarry, I think it's.
Enniscarry?
In County Wicklow. So, Dan's carved himself out a really, really good career up in Green Bay, and it's a tough place to, you know, to punt the football because of the wind.
Right.
So myself and Dan first got in touch, I think it was March of last year whenever I signed, and he says welcome and, you know, congratulations on getting signed. And so we've always kind of kept in touch. And then in the off season there this past year, I went and played golf with him, and it was actually Jordan Stout with the Ravens and Bryce Barringer with the Patriots, and we did a little Ireland v the USA in a golf tournament, you know. So it was funny, we won actually. So it was a bit of fun. And Dan's been great, and again, he's having such a good career up in Green Bay, and it was great to see him get the new contract too.
We are talking with Saints kicker Charlie Smith. He's just a delightful young man, and we are going to have Covington comedian Theo Vaughn will enter the conversation next. How's that for a tease? This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. It will continue after this right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, Bullseye the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and we are talking with Saints kicker Charlie Smith, who was on the practice squad, then got elevated for the game on Sunday. And as you can imagine from the International Player Pathway Program, it has been a whirlwind few days for the young man.
Who would be, in our world, who's the most famous person you've heard from in the last 3 days?
Oh, Theo Vaughn put it up in his story yesterday, and I was like, Theo Vaughn just reposted with my kick. I was like, what is going on? Like, you know, and I sent a couple of the boys at home, and they were like, what?
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I was trying not to look at too much, but Theo Vaughn's name comes up, you're like, you know, I've watched so many clips of him, he is hilarious, you know. And he's been to Ireland before as well, and he said he had a good time there, so
I'd kind of like to hear you and Theo do a show together. That would be quite interesting, the different dialects of Theo.
That would be cool. I'll stay on my football for now, and who knows what the future holds, you know.
I want to make sure I got this correct. So Mayo Bridge would be like a village or a hamlet where you're from.
Yeah.
And then Newry is the bigger area.
Newry is the city.
Right. And then County Down is a, you know, a much larger, it's 70% size of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
County Down is 961 square miles. So when we think of county, we don't think 961 square miles.
Is that bigger?
It's huge.
Right, okay.
Huge. In a county like Jefferson Parish or Orleans Parish, they're called parishes, but in other places they're called counties. That's what we think of as a county.
Yeah.
Yours is almost the size of Rhode Island. And Gaelic football, but you grew up playing since you were four. The width of the field is roughly 92 yards. The length is roughly 153. You get points for kicking it under through the goal like soccer.
Yeah.
And a point for over.
Yeah.
So it's like basketball, rugby, soccer. And that was your love. So you must have, when you got here, you must have gone, this is it? This is the whole field? This is just tiny.
Yeah. Not really. You weren't really thinking, like, I know our football field is huge. So I remember the training we used to do to be fit to run around it. Dark training sessions where you'd be on your honkers being sick. And, you know, as a kicker now, thankfully, you don't have to go through that. You know, it's just a different type of, battle, I suppose, where you have to be able to be in full control of your mind and, you know, your process and whatever. But, don't get me wrong, like, you miss the crack, you know, as our word for, you know, what's going on in the locker room and stuff. And you do miss out a little bit, but now I'm really delighted to be over here, and you know, this is something that I've seen myself doing for a long time. And but everything I've done in Gaelic football is the reason that it's kind of like set me up for success over here. And Yeah, look, it's, you know, like every, if you talk to anybody in Ireland, you know, the really unique thing about Gaelic football is you can only play for where you're from. So I can only play for Mayo Bridge because that's my village team, you know, that's my local GAA club. And if you're good enough, you get to represent your county. So every child grows up of dreaming of playing for their county in Croke Park, which is where the Steelers and Vikings game was. It's an 82,000 seated stadium. And so that was the dream growing up, you know, because I only really started following football when I was 16, 17. And yeah, I mean, you know, I know there's NFL games in Croke Park now too. So, you know, if we ever got to play there someday, that would be awesome too. But I don't know where I'm going with this now. But
it's
all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I spent half my life not knowing where I'm going with this show. You talked about learning the sport one side, and you also learned, unfortunately, the business side of the sport, right? Mm-hmm. Blake had to have been enormously close with you. You spent so much time just standing over on the side.
Yeah.
He had the most unbelievable training camp. There's nothing you could have done to have unseated him.
No, there's nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nothing. But it's tough, right? I mean, you've seen the business side. You're getting all these accolades right now, but you've also seen the business side of this game.
Yeah, and that's something too that, you know, like, this has been unreal this past, you know, 24 hours or 48 hours of support and, you know, from everybody at home and Saints fans. And but like, you're only one or two missed kicks away from maybe that turning on you. So I've told myself, you know, you have the 24 hour rule after the game where you get to enjoy what's going on, or, you know, you get to whatever emotions you feel, you get to feel them. But now today, like, I'm in a mind space where I want to move on to Tampa on Sunday because I have to get my stuff right for Tampa. I have to get myself in a really good mind space, you know, get the body healed up, you know, because of the load of last week, and, you know, feeling great and mentally really sharp. In order to do that, you have to be a small tad selfish, you know, and just really putting yourself first. And just really, you know, trying to get in a good mind space going into Tampa now on Sunday. And just trying to make sure that we're, you know, we make everything that, you know, any opportunity that comes our way, we're in the best possible mind space, feeling physically great, you know, to go make that kick, you know, or whatever the team needs me to do.
Yeah, this is an enormous week for you, right? I mean, again, you're sitting here with me for 30 some minutes and you're talking to ESPN, and you know, this is, you're going to have to totally refocus.
Yeah, for sure, like 100%. You know, obviously there's been quite a lot of, you know, requests and stuff, but the Saints PR team, you know, I've done a great job and helped me out with that. And I did an interview with a journalist at home who I really trust yesterday, and, you know, we're doing this today, but after this we're moving on to Sunday now, you know, and the week's preparation ahead.
We had I do the coaches show on Monday night. It's called the Visit Pensacola Coaches Show, and we had a lot of technical issues, so I feel like I need to do this for them. The Visit Pensacola Coaches Show.
It's a great spot, by the way.
I was going to say, because you went there for New Year's Eve.
Yep.
That's where you rung in the new year, you and your parents.
Yep.
Drive to Pensacola, mm-hmm. Had dinner. Right? Yep. Was it daytime at all? Did you see it during the day, or was it always night?
Yeah, we left around like 9 a.m. I think we got there for like 12.
You got there, yeah. So you saw it during the day, the beauty of the blue water and everything.
Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful town. Yeah. I'll definitely be going back there at some stage now.
And then had dinner and then drove back. I would assume all on I-10 the whole way, just fireworks everywhere.
We left around 6, so we left around when the sun started to set. Yeah, it was a great day. I just remember the water and the beach and just having my family there. You know, my younger sister and my parents were there. You know, so it was a great day. And, you know, Pensacola people are really nice, and the hospitality was great there.
When you got to see your parents after the game, you knew it would be quick. Mm-hmm. Emotional. I mean, it must have been just like you wanted it to last as long as
possible.
Yeah,
I wish we could have.
Do the buses have to go now?
Yeah, it was nearly one of them ones where you wish you could have got dinner with them or something. It was grand. You know, it's all part of the, you know, the gig of being in the NFL. Whenever you're on the road, you know, it's a really good buzz just getting to travel your team, and you know, just even just like the having chartered planes and just like dealing with police escorts, like we don't have that at home, you know, so just dealing with those types of things, it still like amazes me that, you know, all the police escorts and all, and the 7 buses going and everybody videoing us driving past, it's pretty cool to be a part of, you know.
You said your dad works in the shop?
Yeah, he works in a plumbing supply shop. He's also a Gaelic football referee. He loves that. Yeah. That's his way to be social.
And your mother?
She's a school teacher in Mayo Bridge, which is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. And so they went back?
They went back. They flew back yesterday. I think they're probably just about to land down now, because I know they had a bit of a layover in Philadelphia. But whenever they initially came in, they flew to via Chicago, and there were snowstorms in Chicago.
That's right.
A lot of flights were cancelled out of Chicago, so they were kind of a little nervous, you know, as was I, obviously, about if they were going to make it. And they got in on Saturday night around 3 a.m. into Miami. And then, so they stayed, watched the game, you know, went out on Sunday night, and they're like, right, well, back to work now, you know. So
back to the real world.
My mom, she's got over, she's a little nervous about, like, you know, I have to get back, you know, and, you know, the principal wants me back or whatever. And I'm like, well, relax, you know.
Show him the video from Lafferty's.
Oh, no, he's from Mayor Ridge as well, so maybe I'll have to DM and say, look, can we get her out again or whatever, you know.
I was going to say, when's the next time you think you'll see him?
Well, like, you know, all being well, you know, my performance goes well and stuff, hopefully we'll get them back out for one of the games in New Orleans then. Yeah. So, you know, they can actually spend some more time with them and stuff.
You're grounded. Your world is because your mom's a teacher, your dad works in the shop, your dad's a Gaelic football referee.
That's
your ground, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know,
they're not gonna let you get to
even my mates. Like, my mates are brutal for, like, we you know, just the constant slagging. Even yesterday I was on a phone call with two of my buddies from home, and we were on the phone for about 2 hours, and it was great. Like, just the crack, as we call it, was unreal. And, you know, we just had a good laugh, and they're just constantly insulting me. They're like, oh, you're 1 week away from the call center yet, you know. So it's just, you know, just dealing with that. So it's just like, you know,
it's good to have. Yeah. It keeps you grounded.
Exactly. And that's the way it should be, you know. That's the way Irish people are. Like, you can never be too big for your boots at home, because they'll, you know, your best mates be the one who, you know, keep you grounded. And, you know, so I enjoy that with them now.
Need to take a break, but first let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. By the way, in that block, we talked about Blake Groupie and part of the business side of this. Groupie today signing a contract with the Indianapolis Colts to their practice squad. So hope things work out for Blake there. More with Charlie Smith when we come back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. We all know about Charlie Smith's leg when he kicked that 56-yarder on Sunday. That is now tied for the second longest field goal by an NFL player on their first career attempt. Not bad. We'll talk to Charlie more about that. We'll also talk about the K-balls. Here's more of our interview earlier today with Saints kicker Charlie Smith.
So there's only you really have this perspective that last year when you kicked in 2024, the NFL rules with the kicking ball were different. They got the ball like 90 minutes before the game, and it was orange and red and slippery, right? I mean, it must, and then this year they give it to the quarterbacks, and it's brown, and I don't even want to talk about what's been done to the football, but you've seen both uniquely. How much of a difference is it?
I think the difference is overrated a little bit, because Ben and Richard and Brandon, the way they prepare our footballs, like I saw the footballs before every game last year because I was on the sidelines, and the way those guys had the ability to scrub those footballs, they were in great shape. So I think people are kind of underestimating the actual talent of kickers.
You're right. And I didn't. It's like the luck of the Irish. You're taking away what my years of hard work here. Yeah. And I'm not, but I just didn't know if it felt different.
It's from what I've heard from the outside world of, like, you know, the defensive coordinators coming and talking about it, and I think that's taken away from the talent of the kickers. Like Cam Little, you know, Brandon Aubrey was kicking 65 yarders with the old K ball as well, and he's doing the same with the new K ball. You know, so. I think today's modern kicker is, I think guys have stronger legs and they allow themselves to just smash the footballs, you know, and like, there's so many talented kickers in this league. I look at, you know, Cam Little, Brandon Aubrey, you know, I remember at the combine last year kicking with Spencer Schrader and being amazed by him, you know. I could go on and on. Chris Boswell, the Steelers, you know, dealing with all the wind that he has to deal with and how he's so accurate every time. Like, I feel like I'm doing an injustice here of, you know. It's insane what these kickers are doing. And they were all doing that before these new K-balls. Maybe it's just now that with the new K-ball, there's an awareness of, like, okay, our guys can actually do this. You know, like, we really, really trust them. And it's like kind of like a copycat league where teams are willing to go for it now to kick field goals more and more. Now I think I'm not really sure.
You get it at the 35 sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
And so your field position is two first downs away from a long field goal, and so you just have more opportunities. Where I was kind of going is that I feel there's been so much emphasis on the 50 plus.
Yeah.
And I've watched many kickers lose their Jake Moody and you know, Younghoe Koo, who've lost their gig, not because they weren't kicking 58, because they weren't making it from 48. You make your money 40, 49.
Oh, yeah. That's something that, you know, even Phil, we talk about it all the time, is you have to be money, you know, from nearly, I would say, 55 and in right now. You know, your 55 plus is where, you know, you can show off your leg, I suppose. But if you're not absolute money 55 and in, you're not going to last too long, you know. So that's been the real focus of this last 18 months, is just dialing in on those, you know, really 50 and in kicks where, you know, you're trying to, you know, go 90-95%, you know, in those situations. And, you know, there's a miss inside 40 is inexcusable. So just dealing with that, you know, you just really put an emphasis on that and not taking any kick for granted.
Do you kick it differently? Say it's a 33-yarder. I don't want to say 30. That's an extra point. Say it's 35 or 55, or is there one kick?
There's one kick, because if you're changing your swing, then something could go wrong. You might, your hips might, and your timing of your hips might be off, or like, you know, like, yeah, any kick, you're because whenever you get on
so
that
from 35,
field,
you're just, it's going through the net. It's, you're trying to punch a hole through the net.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit above the ball stuff, you know. So
give it the free souvenir. Although I think kicking balls, they get back.
Well, no,
they
make you give back. We need to get those back.
Yeah,
now, you know,
the kicking balls, you have
maybe,
to get back.
Maybe I'm not trying to kick it over there, you know. You know, so
that's right. The K balls got to come back. We will have more. Our final segment with what's been a delightful interview with Charlie Smith from Ireland, and we'll talk about his kind of acclimation to New Orleans, its traditions, and of course all the great culinary tastes we have here in New Orleans. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
I want to spend our final few minutes just talking, you know, you arrived here and spent some time because you had the combine in Florida. I mean, the pro day in Florida, combine in Indy. So you show up in New Orleans, very international city, but yet very unique. Mm-hmm. What's your time been like? What do you do?
Yeah, it's been a huge adjustment. I think the biggest thing was right now it's good, but like dealing with the heat of like, I remember being in a hotel and it took me ages to get my driver's license. So like even just like walking 5 minutes to a coffee shop and like I can't wear a white t-shirt here, you know, because it's going to be soaked through. Just little things like those. But I love it here.
Food? What's your favorite thing to eat?
Yeah, I struggle a little bit with seafood now, but I do love the bouillon and sausages and you know the beignets. Like you know, I've tried the crawfish. I struggle with it a little bit, you know.
I'm not from here. We used to catch crayfish. We called them crayfish. In Virginia.
Yeah.
In the creeks. It never crossed my mind to put it into a pot and eat the damn thing, right? So I would say, and now I've been here 35, almost 40 years, just give it some time. Eat the sausage, eat the potatoes, eat the corn.
I love the snow cone culture.
You do? You like
that? Yeah,
you
I
like
love the good old mix.
Snowball?
Snowball, yeah. Normally I go to Sal's.
Yeah.
I think it's on Bonneville. So I normally go there. And I really like that. And you know, the rice dishes as well, I'll be a big fan of, you know, with the, you know, the chicken and sausage, and you know, so you know, just and even just like meeting people and making connections, whether it be on a golf course or, you know, I just feel like I know my way around the city. I don't need Apple Maps to take me everywhere anymore, you know, so that just makes life a lot
easier. It's kind of a different
city.
I mean, you can't use directions. You have to use the river and the lake, right? Because east, west, north, south means nothing here, right? It's just it's directionally challenged. This is a little, I'm a golfer, and you've mentioned golf a couple times, like Rory McIlroy, who I've interviewed before, is like, to me, he's Northern Ireland, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know him? Have you heard from him? Is that a guy? Is my aging myself too much?
No. Like, everybody knows Rory, but, you know, Rory is such a huge, like, superstar, and, like, he has to protect his own personal peace. He's got requests coming at him flat out, and it was cool to be able to watch him and Shane playing in the Zurich Classic. It was cool to see two Irish dudes, you know, go out and have some fun together. And I know the one at last year, and I remember getting a photo just beside, you know, their poster, and I was like, oh, you know, everybody slags me because I'm very proud to be Irish, you know, and they kind of, you know, call me, you know, British sometimes and whatever, you know, just to try and get under my skin or whatever. But it's funny. And those two dudes are, you know, Rory and Shane, they're having great careers. Like Shane hit the sinking putt in the Ryder Cup, and I remember screaming. I was with Kai Kroger, who's a huge like golf fan and huge American like patriot himself, and me and him were having a little back and forth about that, and you know, we were sitting beside each other on the bus when Shane sucked that punt, and I was like, come on, you know. I think it was the weekend we played Buffalo, so just like having a bit of, you know, banter with that, and you know, it was funny.
What is slag?
Slang?
Slag. You said he's slag.
Like insult each other, like in a jokey manner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, we've got a lot of Irish sort of slang as well, you know.
Has there been any of that in here and in the United States? You're like, what is that?
Yeah,
what
the boys are, they're always, I sit beside the running backs and tight ends and, you know, the other specialists and, you know, you try and bring it out. And actually, before the K, he's always asking me about, even when I wasn't playing, I would give him a little bit of Irish slang before he's go out to punt, you know, to, you know, for him to, you know, just sort of feel at ease in a way. He doesn't need that. He's
he had a
really cool.
He had a big game in Miami.
His punt, the crossfield punt, it was, and I saw him doing it during the week. I was like, okay, you have to, you know, and obviously Phil and Kay, but I was like, okay, that punt's really, really good. And it's, you know, you're really getting your hips through it whenever you're kicking it, like that, you know. So, he's been growing, and he's a rookie. He's been growing a lot, and he's, you know, I think he's going to have a really good career as a punter in this league. And, you know, he's such a talented dude, you know, he can throw as well. So, being around him is really, really good.
Well, I knew this would be, quite frankly, the easiest interview I would do. I knew it would be informative. I knew it would be engaging. I knew it would be fun. When I was doing some, you know, deeper dive research, I typed in Charlie S on Google, and mm-hmm. Smith came up. You, like, that's crazy. Now that'll, you know, it's up to you to keep it that way. I'm not putting any, but I'm just saying that's like, wow. So continued success. I know you will put it behind you and just go back to being Charlie Smith 39. And because you've seen the flip side, you've seen how fast it can be taken away.
Really change.
And
you know,
just best of luck. Beat the heck out of Tampa. And
hopefully,
McLaughlin's a big leg too.
I could chat with him pregame, and I've trained with their long snapper in the off season in USF, which is where my pro day was. And you know, they're great dudes down there. They're a very good specialist group down there too. So
pro day was pretty windy, wasn't it?
Our pro day was indoors.
It was indoors?
Yeah.
I don't know where I saw you kicking outdoors, and it was windy as heck.
That was in IMG Academy. Okay. That kick didn't mean anything. That was just like that was a couple of days before my visit here, and we were just having fun with the wind, and just target line was a bit nuts now, and it just ball came back around. So
it was a high draw with the wind and next to the pin. All right. I appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thanks for listening to the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.